Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mike Reynolds, and I am the MGD, the Millennial Girl Dad. Yes, friends, sorry for the wait. All right, we have made it to episode 2 in our amazing series, and I'm happy, very happy, to be bringing you this new content. Now, for those who don't know, for those who are new, welcome. Welcome, welcome. Let me give you some insight to who I am and what this podcast is about. Now, I am what the kids today would call a millennial. That's a fancy term for old head or old guy. But I was born in 87, so I see the world in a way that a lot of the youngins wouldn't. One of which being my daughter, who happens to be 13. Now, why the podcast? Why the message? Why the episode 2? Well, I thought I'd share my stories, my wisdom with anyone who'd listen, but more so to any other single dads out there that may need some guidance, or to know another has walked a similar path, or maybe, just maybe, someone who needs to be entertained. Now, being a single parent is tough. Last episode, I spoke about my horrific situation having to deal with puberty and how it stole a piece of my soul that I'll never get back. That's a bit dramatic, kind of reaching a little bit, but nevertheless. So this week, I'd like to talk to you about something different. Today's episode is entitled Dads versus Social Media. Now let's not start this with a negative. In this day and age, social media is everything. People are using their voice, whether it be to show support, to get business out there, to go viral, the good, the bad, and just to put out there thing positive. And a lot of good has come from it. This year alone, we've had pretty amazing highlights, like the versus battles, the Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones fight, which personally, I loved. Really did. And a real in-depth look at what it's like in other people's lives, staying connected to loved ones, at least on some scale. But social media also does have a darker side to it, which we are all aware of. It isn't about us. It's about the youth. The kids, them. See, as an old head, we didn't have social media growing up. We had this one very important lesson that was called, take your ass outside. That was it. Don't sit in the house. You can't be inside doing this, that, and the third. Go outside. All right. The best part about going outside was your friends were there. And truly, honestly, there wasn't anything going on in the house. So why not? What better place to be, especially back in those days? One thing I don't think kids today realize is because they're in a digital age, all their entertainment or their news, all most of their resources come from their phone, so they're lost without it. It's disheartening because it's relied upon more so than just figuring it out, right? Now, being that she's 13, everything is on her darn phone. I've gotten more used to seeing the lines on her forehead than actually seeing her. Well, I should say the back of her head, because it's either the phone or the laptop. So I guess I'm used to both. Every once in a while, I get to see my baby's beautiful face. Now, a level of influence social media has, it makes me nervous as a parent. Why? Because mental health is such a major, major issue. Who knew someone could say something about how you look or how you dress X amount of miles away and it would hurt your feelings? Crazy, right? Back in the day, we lived by a code or saying rather, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Nowadays, you can call someone cringe and literally send them to therapy. It's not a joke. As a parent, I'm supposed to prepare her for anything, to be able to show her how to stand up for herself, how to make the right call, even if it doesn't give you the outcome you want because it's the right thing to do. And all that can be derailed by someone throwing shade under a picture or a hurtful DM. I've always told her kids are mean. They are that way because they have nothing to lose. Like, what's the worst that can happen to little T-Mart? He calls you ugly or says something funny about you or your appearance and nothing happens to him. Or mostly gets a talking to, which is practically nothing in its own. These days, it's getting harder and harder to claim some level of happiness, whether it's in a relationship or in general. Instead of brushing it off, a lot more people are taking the wrong routes to be able to get theirs. In my day, now, it does kind of make me sound old. Not gonna lie. But in my day, we handle business. Like a wise man once said, a lot of you know him as Pop. You win some, you lose some, but you live. You live to fight another day. you didn't take it to heart what people said, because you remember, it's their opinion, not what defines you. And you were happy just for the hell of it. Not for nothing, but you youngins got a lot to learn from my generation. But y'all don't want to hear that story. Y'all don't want to know the joys of being outside on a midsummer day at the pool or near a hydrant, having a water fight without a care in the world. The most amazing feeling of you and a group of your friends chasing an ice cream truck that always seemed to sneak by with the good ice cream bar. Or the love that you felt when you clinched that winning golden eye and made someone pass the sticks. I don't know, but today, your kids are doing it wrong. So to my fellow fathers, I like that word, fellow fathers trying to communicate with your little or big ones that the world may be mean and sometimes nasty, can be hurtful to your head and your heart and kick you while you're down, never forget, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And to not let what other people say get to you, because they can't walk a mile in your shoes. And to just be happy and full that you got what you need, family as well. And to believe in the fact that after the storm passes, it does get better. Now for something funny, because I feel all over the place. I'm talking about all this stuff. All right. So the other day, I'm watching this video with my own little monster. Wish she would say hi, but she can't. She's not here to do so at the moment. And the video happened to be about Gen Z versus millennials. I'm like, it's my time to shine. Here we go. All right. Happened to be about music. I don't think I mentioned that, but we're going to get past this. All right. So, right. Video about music, Gen Z versus millennials. So the video starts off and a girl in the video says, what song do you think of when you hear the word lonely? Now, at this point, this is one of those moments where you shine as a parent, because if you've been doing it right, you've been like schooling them in the old school music, the ways of old, they should know what song should come to mind when the word lonely pops up. And sure enough, thankfully, she started to sing Akon, Mr. Lonely. So that's one point to me, letting me know that I'm doing my job as a parent. Now, the video came up and said, I think it was One Less Lonely Girl by Justin Bieber. Gotta be a believer, right? Love it. But moving on. So the next part of the song said millennial. So, of course, as you guessed it, the song that came up was Akon, Mr. Lonely. Feeling good. That put me on something of a high horse. But we all know no good deed goes unpunished. So later on that very same day, we're coming back from the laundromat. I'm hitting my little jig, my dance, music bumping loud. And I start doing the Harlem Shake. And she looks at me funny with this look on her face going, well, what's that? What are you doing? I said, it's the Harlem Shake. How you not know the Harlem Shake and you live in New York? This we built this thing on dancing and such like that. See, that's the problem with y'all kids today. Y'all don't know how to dance. You got the TikTok things where you go, it's stab, stab, clap, clap. Ooh, ah, ee, yeah, TikTok. It's just whack. That's not dancing. That's not real, like, getting down. You got to actually know how to dance. Believe it or not, I see videos of these kids now who go to clubs and start doing these TikTok dances. You see the one with the guy, he's actually in a club doing that with people doing it around him. Like, no one goes to clubs and dances anymore. But we're getting a little off topic. So she looks at me and goes, what is that? I said, it's the Harlem Shake. You know, you can't be from New York if you don't know the Harlem Shake. And she goes, the Harlem Shake? Isn't that that thing where you lean back and you like dangle your arms back and forth? Immediately, I had to stop the car. Pain. Pain. How do you confuse one of New York's most iconic dance moves with bram, 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 bram? Now, for those who don't know, which I'm sure you all do know, the Harlem Shake was that thing that was really crazy, really popular in the 2000s, where you get a bunch of people together, the beat drops, and everybody just goes and bugs out, loses their mind. And, of course, you hear the sound, bam, 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 bam. Not happening. No. That's not how I raised you. You should know what the Harlem Shake is, at least the Harlem Shake. And you know some of my favorite songs, G-Dep, Let's Get It, Special Delivery. You should know this dance. You've seen me do it before, but now you associated with that friggin' ugh. Anyway, that will be all for today. I'd like to leave you with a ton of good vibes, a lot of positivity, and an absolute ton of love until the next one comes out. My name is Mike Reynolds, and I am the MGD, the Millennial Girl Dad. And until next time, I bid you adieu.